Successful signups at healthcare.gov picked up last month, but perhaps not enough. November enrollment numbers were released this morning, and they're up sharply from October, but the Obama administration is still off track to meet its goal of enrolling 7 million people by March 31st.
And not surprisingly, that fact came up at today's House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing on Capitol Hill, where Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius testified.
Now that the website is working more smoothly, I've determined it's the right time to begin a process of better understanding the structural and managerial policies that led to the flawed launch so we can take action and avoid these problems in the future.
Joining us now for more is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And first, just give us the numbers that we got today about enrollments at healthcare.gov for November.
Well, as of the November 30th, 137,000 people had signed up via the federal exchange. That serves people in 36 states. The remaining states signed up another 227,000 people. And as you point out, those numbers are up sharply from October. But, of course, that's not saying very much, given that the federal site was barely operating in October.
Right.
A lot of the fixes to that site were made at the very end of November. And so Secretary Sebelius says she expects the rate of enrollment will continue to pick up in December.
Now, as more Americans give healthcare.gov a second look, they're finding the experience is night and day compared to where we were back in October.
And indeed, in the first week of December, some 5 million people visited the site, and we're seeing several hundred thousand come on each day.
But if you're saying only 137,000 as of November 30th, is that enough? Because as we said in the introduction here, they want to get 7 million people by March 31st. That's not going to do it.
Well, there's a lot of ground to make up because October's numbers were so bad. But officials have said all along they think the bulk of enrollments will come close to one of the deadlines. And the first of those deadlines is now fast approaching. December 23rd is the date when consumers have to sign up for coverage if they want it to start January 1st. And then there's another deadline at the end of March. That's when you have to sign up in order to avoid a tax penalty. Last night, we heard from an HHS official who says the government is on track, he thinks, to still meet that 7 million target. It is obviously a stretch, but the federal website does have the capacity now to handle some 800,000 people each day, and it is, as I say, seeing pretty heavy traffic.
And Scott, we've also got enrollment numbers coming out of states. California leads the pack with more than 107,000 new signups, but as we've heard multiple times, Oregon really not doing well. They've enrolled just 44 people. Give us a sense of the state numbers we've got.
Yeah, Oregon's had a very tough time. Maryland is also still having serious technical problems with its website. Hawaii got off to a slow start. As you say, California, New York, Kentucky, they're all doing better. And if you control for population, Vermont continues to be the little exchange that could. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Washington State, and Colorado have also done relatively well, given the size of their populations.
And we heard Kathleen Sebelius speaking at this hearing today. She has requested an investigation into the work of private contractors in the launch of healthcare.gov. Tell us about that.
Yeah, to be honest, I think this is the kind of thing you announce when you have to go testify before a congressional committee. I mean, when you have a failure of this magnitude, everybody and their brother is going to be investigated. I don't think Secretary Sebelius actually had to direct the inspector general to look into the problems here. But what you can say, and she hinted at this in her remarks to the House subcommittee, is that this signals that the government now feels they're sort of past the immediate, let's just get it fixed phase, and they're now willing to take a step back. They're at a point where they can take a step back and say, okay, how do we get here and what do we do about avoiding this kind of mistake in the future?
But all the while, they're still trying to get the message out to people who need to sign up by the end of March, and particularly young people. We've talked about this, that young people are very important for this to work. You've got to have young and healthy people in the system. And I want to ask you then about a new poll from NBC News and the Wall Street Journal that found that not only has the president's job approval taken a hit in the past couple weeks, but his approval rating has dropped noticeably among young voters.
Well, of course, if you weren't disapproving of the government's handling of this website during the worst of the rollout, you just weren't paying attention. I mean, this was obviously a big black eye for the administration. And among those who were most disillusioned were those who had been the big supporters, you know, those who really want the health reform to work. I should say there are two other polls out this week, one from Pew and one from the New York Times and CBS, that show a small rebound in the president's numbers, which suggest that maybe the worst is behind him. And opinions towards Obamacare itself also improving somewhat from, you know, still unpopular, but we've gone from, you know, deep disgust to just sort of mild dislike.
We'll leave it at that. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thanks so much.
Always good to talk to you, Jeremy.